play-by-play.
Feel the action at home or away.
Local sports favorites are here on the Breeze 94.5.
Well, a good, pleasant evening to you. It's Happy Voter Day. Hope everyone got out and voted today. Rob Ozzie with you once again from Grand Island High School. We prepare for the finals for the 1-6 sub-district finals tonight. It's the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders taking on the St. Cecilia of Marquette in a matchup that could mean a lot for St. Cecilia. It is a given right already for Grand Island Central Catholic to assume that they have the invitation to get into the district finals as well as the state tournament, given their record of 30-0 tonight. They put it on the line against the Hawkettes of St. Cecilia, who are going to have to win it to be in it. St. Cecilia comes into the contest tonight with a record of 23-9, and as impressive as that sounds, they will still be on the outside looking in if they should drop this game to Grand Island Central Catholic, as there are teams that have more power points that have split ahead of St. Cecilia. So the Hawkettes have their work cut out for them. They looked quite impressive last night in the last three sets. They played against St. Paul to get to the finals this evening. They dropped the first two sets to St. Paul yesterday. One of them, the first one, 25-6. They lost the second one, a little bit more respectable, 25-22. And then St. Cecilia caught hold and took the last three sets. But it had to go to five against a very tough St. Paul Wildcat team that was in the same situation as St. Cecilia. They have to win it to be in it. Grand Island Central Catholic as the top seed coming into C16. Took on the winner of Adams Central and Central City. Adams Central wins in five sets. They advanced to play Grand Island Central Catholic last night. Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders wasting little time, ending the season of the Patriots and advanced to get here tonight. That's how we got here in the C16 finals, the sub-district finals. The district finals will be on Friday, and we'll know the results, or we'll know the setup, the seeding and everything for them tomorrow. So during our football coverage tomorrow on all of our stations, you'll be able to find out exactly what's going on with the finals and where we'll be, and if we're going to be broadcasting anything along those lines. Taking a look at our matchups tonight, Hastings St. Cecilia again in the contest at 23-9 under head coach Alan Van Cura, who's in his 30-some season. 700 wins were eclipsed this season in the long coaching of Coach Alan Van Cura. Sharon Zavala is the head coach of the Crusaders, and she's well over the 700 mark. So two-story coaches going at it tonight. St. Cecilia, again, 23-9, and I'm just kind of looking at how many sets they've actually played and how many sets they've actually won. They've actually won 57 sets this year and lost 27. Now, that doesn't sound too terribly bad whatsoever. You've won 30 more sets than what you've lost. You've got a very decent record of 23-9. And then you look at the Crusaders, who come into the contest tonight at 30-0, unblemished. They have played 68 sets on their season and have lost but one. They are 67-1 in their sets. In fact, the only set they lost was to Class B Northwest, who finished up the year 30-3 in Class B. So some pretty elite company Grand Island Central Catholic is keeping, and they are doing an excellent job. And, again, we saw them play the Patriots last night in spectacular fashion, and it was a three-set complete domination by the Crusaders. In fact, it actually at times looked like Grand Island Central Catholic was bored standing out there. It was a foregone conclusion for them, hardly breaking a sweat. And I guess from a coach's perspective, that's what you want. You want your toughest day to be practice and your easiest day to be game time. But I'll tell you, just from watching it, it looked like the girls were very laid back, very relaxed, very casual about their approach. But, boy, once the set started to click away, you could see they knew how to pick those lanes, and they knew exactly how to get those points racked up and get those points racked up in a hurry, and they did an absolutely fantastic job doing it. Looked very sharp, very professional in their demeanor last night. Matter of fact and businesslike, but again, they just seemed a little bit on the laid-back side, and we'll see if that will be purveying tonight. Some of the names that we're going to be hearing for St. Cecilia, top server is Tessa Kalupa as far as aces. As far as percentage goes, look for Brooke Busboom. She's been able to pop in 95% of her service. Brooke McWhorter is the top kill artist, if you will, for St. Cecilia. She has 615 on the year. Brooke Busboom, 575 as well. For Grand Island Central Catholic, Jess Wojcik is the eighth specialist, 77, and Katie Brand's a serve. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have our starting lineups and get things going here from Grand Island High School. You're listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
November 20th will be at Dickens of a Night. That's right, it's the annual night, Central Catholic's hugely popular fundraising event. Come for the dinner and auction at the school November 20th, a Dickens of a Night at Grand Island Central Catholic Schools.
Congratulations to all of our area volleyball teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back one more time to Grand Island High School as we get set for the finals in the C16 sub-district. Grand Island High School, one of the hosts of the state tournament that will be coming up this way in the November 11, 12, and 13, if my schedule is correct. It is November 11, 12, and 13. Championships will be at the Heartland Event Center, but the first round games will be played all around Hastings and Grand Island, the majority here in Grand Island, as they get ready to make that first host of volleyball. So these two teams that we're seeing tonight have a good opportunity to be there. Again, the Crusaders have the inside track to get there, and they were runners-up last year in a very shocking year to Columbus SCOTUS. Those two are on a collision course again, should they come out on top tonight. But they will certainly be in the same finals regardless because of the power points and all that, how they break down. Okay, here's your starting lineup for visitors. Are St. Cecilia, the Hawkettes, under head coach Alan Van Kira, their starters. Look like this. On the outside will be Brooke McWhorter. She is a 5'9 senior outside hitter. Brooke Busboom outside as well. She's a 5'9 senior. In the middle will be Katie Ernst. She's a 5'8 junior. Morgan Nickel in the middle as well. She is a 5'9 freshman, getting some great playing time for the Hawkettes. Tessa Kalupa is the right side. She's a 5'6 senior. The libero, Libby Kissinger, she's a 5'5 junior. And your setter is Abby Jackson. She's a 5'4 senior. That's your starting lineup on the New Tech Seed pregame show for the St. Cecilia Hawkettes. For Grand Island Central Catholic, the Crusaders under head coach Sharon Zavala. Their starters look like this. On the outside, Jessica Wojcik, a senior. Liz McGowan is a senior. In the middle will be Steph Brand. She's a senior as well. Jamie Partington starts in the middle. She's a senior. Right side will be Katie Brand. She is a junior. Your libero is Aaron Sorhan, a freshman. And Bailey Baxter, the setter for the Central Catholic Crusaders. Again, putting a perfect record on the line tonight, 30-0. They were undefeated last year when they got into the state championship game, and ended up losing to Columbus SCOTUS. So that's the way last year shook down. So Grand Island Central Catholic, certainly a very well-disciplined and a very solid, very winning program. But they've yet to be able to get that title, or at least it eluded them last year. And that is their goal this year for Coach Zavala, to get this team, one, there, and two, to bring it home. St. Cecilia started out the year a little bit on the shaky side, got very good very quick, and kept it that way. However, they had a little stumbling streak, and that ended up being what cost them a good placement, if you will. But again, being in the district with Grand Island Central Catholic doesn't bode well for you either. So we're just about ready to get underway here from Grand Island High School. Good crowd on hand, still coming in. The Hawkettes on the right side of their blue uniforms and black shorts. The Crusaders, white tops and navy blue shorts, are in position. Now St. Cecilia, they'll retreat back to the end line before they get the A-OK to pop in. And now they'll shake hands at the net and be ready to go. Crusaders serving from left to right. The girls have got into their huddle and are ready to go. A battle of two Catholic schools, two storied coaches, two solid winning programs. So a lot on the line tonight. St. Cecilia has got to play near perfect volleyball and get a few breaks from the Crusaders if they expect to, one, take a set from them. And that's the tough part. It'll be Abby Jackson starting off the service for the Hawkettes, and we are just about to get underway. Jackson will start off most of the sets. She serves this one across. We're underway for the sub-district finals, and wasting little time going right at it. Hard shot by Hardington for the Crusaders. The Blue Hawks, or the Hawkettes, there were there to get it. The shot comes back. It's misplayed by Grand Island. St. Cecilia will start it off 1-0. Jackson, very solid server, has 46 aces, sends it across now. Over on the left side, Crusaders let it rip too much, too hard from Katie Brand. And St. Cecilia up to a 2-0 start with a hot hand of Abby Jackson. Jackson, a big running jump serve, steps up, pops it across, just clears the net, picked up in the back row. This one's going to be fed perfectly to McWhirter by the Hawkettes. And now it's going to be shot down quickly. Jessica Wojcik got a nice quick set from Bailey Baxter and drops it down the lane and gets the Crusaders on the board down. Down 2-1 early in the first set. Back to serve now will be Wojcik. Wojcik jump serve. She rips this one across. Kissinger goes down to get it. Set is up and it's over. Kalufa gets it to go right down the line, right down to the court. Point St. Cecilia. Good read by Tessa Kalufa to take it about 2 feet off the net and get the score for the Hawkettes. Brooke McWhirter will come back to serve for the Hawkettes. She's done a fantastic job. Big jump serve. Pops this one across. Fielded in the back row by the Crusaders. On the left side, hard shot through the block and out of bounds it goes. Katie Brand got some meat on that one. Slammed it right into the heart of that Hawkette defense and it bounces off. Crusaders will pick up the point, trailing by 1. Back to serve for the Crusaders is Aaron Sorhan, the libero, a freshman. Big jump serve, drops right at the end, picked up by Kissinger. Jackson feeds in the middle now to Kalufa. Kalufa gets it to go and gets the point. Kalufa has the hot hand for the Hawkettes early on here in the first set. 4-2 is your score. St. Cecilia on top. Katie Ernst will take over service for St. Cecilia. She stands the line, pops it, drives it across, picked up in the back row. Set by Baxter. Heimert on the left side and down for the point. Steph Brand, a big killer, got a hold of it. Gets the point for the Crusaders. Trailing by 1 now. 4-3, your score to serve Katie Brand. Junior toes the line, drives the knuckleball across, picked up by Busboom. Set back from Jackson, rips it across to Kalufa. Kalufa has her shot, fielded nicely by Wojcik, brought back by the Crusaders. Now the Hawkettes load up on the left side. Back to Busboom. She let it drop. It's fielded by Wojcik. Now it's going to be pushed over free ball as the Hawkettes load up now in the middle. Dinked over by Morgan Nicola. Nicola comes in, gets it to go, gets the point. St. Cecilia up now by 2, 5-3. Kalupa with the service now. Big jump serve. A lot of shot on that one. Can be brought back as a free ball by the Crusaders. And Busboom hammers on the left side. Her shot partially blocked, fielded cleanly by Sorehand. Now it's going to be ripped back second row by Wojcik. Jackson has it now for the Hawkettes. Kalupa from the back row gets it to go right on the line. Just out of bounds, the call. And the point will go to the Crusaders. Just a tad long, says the end judge, and the Crusaders will pick it up. It'll be Liz McGowan, senior outside hitter with the service. She'll toe the line, knuckle this one across. Kissinger has it. Kalupa feeds Nicola. Nicola drives it down, picked up in the back row. Diving effort. Good job by Bailey Baxter to come up with it. Sends it back. Bus boom on the right side. Gets it to go. Gets the angle, and it drives in. Point St. Cecilia. Up 6-4. 2 points lead for St. Cecilia. Busboom will be serving here. Brooke Busboom, solid server. Dobson percentage for the Hawkettes. Set and a kill by Steph Brand right in the middle. Just as quick as that, Bailey Baxter made the perfect set and the kill in play. Steph Brand was there, and it's 5-6. Crusaders now will send Steph Brand to the line. Big middle hitter. Brings it across. Kalupa goes down to get it to Jackson in the back row. Busboom will hammer it across. Picked up by the Crusaders. On the left side, Wojcik gets it to go down the line, and in it is. Crusaders pick up the point. Tied up at 6. Tough serve and great play. Good ball movement by the Crusaders. They do a good job of basking it. Service underway now. Tipped over by Jackson. Saved by McGowan. Busboom has it now for the Hawkettes. Kissinger will bring it up to McWhirter. McWhirter drives it in. Good placement in the back row. Liz McGowan has it. Battle at the net. Tipped over and out. It's going to go. Last touch by the Crusaders. And the point is going to go. Point is going to go to St. Cecilia. The Crusaders thought it was going to belong to them. And the referee clearly says it belongs to St. Cecilia. Now they're underway here. Big battle at the net. Baxter runs over and gets it. Slammed down on the left side. Picked up by the Hawkettes. McWhirter winds back. Hits the block. It goes up and comes down. A tough play. And the Crusaders can't get to it. St. Cecilia now up by 2-8-6. Morgan Nicola to serve for St. Cecilia. She'll roll this one across. Baxter sets on the left side. Down and quick. Down hard. Jamie Partington rips one through. Straight down to it. Had a lot of speed on that ball. And once again, the Crusaders down by one. 7-8 your score. Bailey Baxter works around to the rotation. Back to serve. Drives this one across. Big jump serve. Jackson to Busboom. Busboom from the back row. Brings it across. Baxter comes up for the Crusaders. Hammered down hard by Bailey Baxter. Liz Brand. Or check that. Steph Brand. Has the hammer, and it knocked the hair ribbon off of one of the St. Cecilia girls. That's how hard that ball was flying. We're tied up at 8. Kissinger goes down. Jackson over to cover. McWhirter on the left side. Flips the uprights and gets it down to the court. Picks up the point. St. Cecilia grabs the lead one more time. Up by 1, 9-8. Abby Jackson makes full circle. She'll come back to serve for the Hawkettes. In the middle, running, jump serve. Flies this one in. Back row played nicely by the Crusaders. Baxter sends it over to the left side, hammering it with Katie Brand. But Busboom and Ernst, rather, in on the block. And now McWhirter will take it for the Hawkettes. Played. Baxter makes a set right in the middle, hammers down. And Jamie Partington made a perfect jump and a perfect play and got all that big right hand into it and drove that one down to the court for the point, tying it up at 9. Partington with a hammer for the point. Wojcik drives it across the serve. Kissinger goes down to the court. Jackson on the left side to Kalupa. Kalupa into the block and batted right back down. Katie Brand and Aaron Sorehan were there for the wall and brought it straight down for the block ace. And your Grand Island Central Catholic now has the lead for the first time tonight. 10-9. Crusaders are... Wojcik drives it. Kissinger. Jackson in the middle now. Ernst taps it over. No one there for the Crusaders. Good read by Ernst. We're tied back up at 10. Here in the first set, Brooke McWhorter will handle the service. Her big jump serve on the left side. Close across. Baxter with the set right in front. Good fake, good read, and a good kill by Liz McGowan. McGowan just drove that one hard to the court and picked up the point. Crusaders regain the lead. 11-10. Aaron Sorehand, the libero, freshman, steps up, gets the serve angle from the coach. She'll drive it across. Kissinger right in the middle in the back row. Gets it. Jackson beats Kalupa. Kalupa on the line, and in it is. Another close call. This one goes the Hawkeye way, and we're tied up at 11. Katie Ernst will step up to the line for St. Cecilia. She's all set. Winds back, drives it across from the line in the back row, picked up by the libero Sorehand. Shot along, blocked by Busboom and Morgan Nicola, and the Hawkeyes load up. Nicola, one more time into the block. This time the wall doesn't give. McGowan and Brand. Steph Brand up there to knock it right back and get the point for the Crusaders. And the lead goes back to Central Catholic. Katie Brand from the right side, a junior, toes the line, serves it across for Central Catholic. Jackson at the top makes a nice feed, but over the net is going to be called on Steph Brand. She got called several times on that last night, questioned it every time, but clearly she was over the net. Long arms and a good play on the ball. If she's just a little more patient, perhaps she doesn't get that call, but we're back underway now. Wojcik from the back row through the block. Kissinger's going to get it in the back row for the Hawkeyes. Now Busboom lets it fly. Wojcik in the back. Baxter in the middle. Tipped over and no one there. Good play by Kissinger to get a hand underneath it. This ball so high. Kissinger made a great save. The ball out of bounds. And Central Catholic will get the point off the partial block. Libby Kissinger made an excellent job getting a hand underneath it. 13-12, Central Catholic will have the point. 13-12, Busboom to Morgan Nicola. She'll send it over. Baxter off the back set. Blocked. There to dig it was Jordan Nicola in the ball game. Thrown over by Busboom. Going back to get it. Nice save by Sorehand. Jackson now for the Hawkeyes. Back set. Morgan Nicola goes right into the net. Point will go to the Crusaders. The lead now 2 for Central Catholic. 14-12, your score. Back to serve will be Liz McGowan, senior for the Crusaders. Winds up on the left side, knuckles this one across. Kissinger has some hard time with it, and now we'll have to send it back as a free ball for the Crusaders. Baxter on the right side, good set, good shot by Steph Brand. Hawkeyes were there. They'll send back the free ball from Busboom. Baxter one more time, long push to Wojcik on the left side. She'll rip it down. And Jordan Nicola will bear the brunt of that one as that ball came rocketing at her and bounced up and out. And we're going to get a timeout from St. Cecilia. 15-12 is our score. Crusaders on top. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Rivals Bar and Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m. Don't miss the Master Stylist Salon Christmas Open House on November 14th. Get great gift ideas, gift certificates, and gift packs. Making your shopping easy, Master Stylist Salon, 114 West 3rd in downtown Grand Island.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Grand Island High School. Rob Osmond with you at the finals for the C16 sub-district. Grand Island Central Catholic on top, 15-12. Back to action now. Liz McGowan has the serve for the Crusaders. She winds up on the left side, toes the line, drives it across. Jordan Nicola bumps it over. It'll be a free ball from McWhorter, or excuse me, from Busboom. On the left side, Wojcik gets it to go for the Crusaders. Man, that was a quick set from Bailey Baxter right in the perfect location. And Wojcik just drives it down and picks up the point like it's another day at the office. Up by 4 are the Crusaders, 16-12 in the first set. McGowan drives it across. Kissinger to Jackson. Back set to Busboom. Busboom rips it down, and it goes off of Liz McGowan. McGowan took a shot there from Busboom. Busboom just hammered that one down and gets St. Cecilia back to serve. They'll trail by 3. Buckboom will inherit the serve. She'll line up on the right side with this long-running jump serve. Throws it up. Shot comes over. Fielded in the back row. They were four deep to cover it. Shot in the middle, and Steph Brand reared back to get it, and this time throws it right into the net. St. Cecilia will pick up the point now. Down by two. 16-14 your score. Busboom spins it, throws it up, drives it across, picked up in the back row by Katie Brandt. Set by Baxter. Wojcik is there, batted right back at her, and the Crusaders will have to send back that free ball to keep the drive alive. Jackson winds up, sends it across. Good save by Jackson. She hangs in there off the block. Shot comes over from McWhirter. Crusaders there to cover. Wojcik now makes a set, pushes it across. Hawkettes load up on the left side. McWhirter goes. Her shot's going to be picked up by Central Catholic. Battle at the net, touched and knocked out of bounds by St. Cecilia. Central Catholic now gets the point up by three, 17-14 to serve. Steph Brand. Shot is over. Down to get it is Kalupa. Jackson sends it over. It'll be Busboom from the back row driving it across. Pushed over by Bailey Baxter. And now it's the Hawkettes sending back a free ball for the Crusaders now. Baxter, back set, ripped down. Partington gets it, and it's just out of bounds. She has got some incredible vertical leap and just popped that down, but a little too much oomph on it. And the point belongs to St. Cecilia, 17-15. Your score. Big contrast to the way St. Cecilia started yesterday. They were so flat when they came out that St. Paul just cleaned up quickly on that first set, 25-6 was your score, and then St. Cecilia rebounded, took the last three from them to get here. Point now goes to Central Catholic along with the serve. It's 18-15. Bailey Baxter, the center, drives this one up, picked up by Kissinger. Abby Jackson comes over to Ernst. Ernst has it blocked right at the net by Partington, and now up and straight back down and into the net goes Jamie Partington. She was very aggressive up there on that block and just got a little bit too close to the net. Refs on top of it. They'll call it. Point goes to the Hawkettes now, who trail again by two, 18-16. Jackson with the serve. Baxter pushes back, set. Hard shot. Wojcik swings over to the right side. Nice movement by the Crusaders to get the point. Good kill for Jessica Wojcik. It's 19-16. Crusaders now up by three. Jessica Wojcik with the serve. Jump serve, drives it across, diving for it with Kissinger. Gets it back, but over the net it goes, and waiting for it was Crusaders. Liz McGowan gets the kill, and it's 20-16 as the Crusaders start to take control and pull away from St. Cecilia. Wojcik now with the serve, hammers it over. Kissinger goes down to get it. Jackson to Ernst. Ernst brings it over on the left side. Battle at the net. And nice touch by Liz McGowan. McWhirter loads up on the block and out of bounds from Katie Brand. She couldn't run it down. And St. Cecilia will take the point. And it's 20-17. St. Cecilia now will send McWhirter to the line. Brooke jumps up, drives it across. Nice placement. Gets it to go. And a good touch and a good read by Katie Ernst. The return came right back at her. She throws it down to the open spot. St. Cecilia not going down without a fight. Down by two, 20-18 your score. McWhirter continues to serve. They're three deep. The Crusaders are. Shot is up. Baxter sets it across in the middle. Kalupa got up for the block. Back set this time. And Kalupa tried to get it off the block of Busboom and Ernst, but it drops to the ground. And St. Cecilia will pick up. Our shooter, the Crusaders, will pick up the point. 21-18 your score. To the line comes Aaron Sorhan. Sorhan on the right side, walks up, drives this one across. Hard shot. Busboom was there, pushed up. Now Busboom will take the feed from Kalupa, bring it across. Crusaders handle it easy. Drop back, hard shot by Steph Brand that the Hawkettes handled. Busboom hammers it back. Now Baxter makes the left side set. Driven down, hard shot by Liz McGowan, fielded by Jordan Nicola. And in the return, there's some miscommunication for Grand Island Central Catholic, and St. Cecilia will pick up the point, 21-19. Hawkettes down by two. To the line comes Katie Ernst. Ernst will toe the service line. Pop it across. Baxter on the left side. Hard shot, ripping it down. Steph Rand with a kill. That's a kill and a half. She made a solid pop on that ball, and the Crusaders now up 22-19. Katie Brand will handle service for GICC. She'll drive this one across. Jordan Nicola, the freshman, gets it. Busboom takes the pass, gets it down the line, and gets the point for the Hawkettes. And the Hawkettes again down by two, 22-20 to score. GICC are now four deep on Tessa Kalupa. She's got a hard jump serve. She'll rip it across, covered nicely by McGowan. Baxter on the left side. Hard shot by Brand that Kissinger handled for the Hawkettes. Now it's Busboom bringing it across on the left side. Driven in, Busboom, Jackson. To Morgan Nicola. Jordan Nicola got the brunt of the return, and it's going to bounce off her and way in the backcourt. No one can get it. And it's 23-20. Timeout. St. Cecilia. Van Cura out to talk to the girls, trailing by three at the first set. We'll take a break and come right back with more volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
November marks the return of Caring Rose Week at Roses for You, and they're honoring it all month. Just bring in any two canned food items in $10 and receive a dozen lovely roses. Only at Roses for You on South Locust in Grand Island and online at rosesforyou.com.
When it comes to grocery shopping, you like choices, so choose the freshest meat, seafood, and produce at Super Saver. Big variety along with the deli and prices you already love. Choose variety, choose fresh at Super Saver at 2nd and Broadwell in Grand Island. Super Saver, we sell for less.
The Breeze, 94.5.
23-20, the Crusaders on top. Have only lost one set this year. Only one. Out of 68, that's a pretty good record. Perfect on the season. They've got the lead. They've got the serve. It's in the hands of Liz McGowan. McGowan will toe the line on the left side. She pops it across. Kissinger to Jackson on the Hawkettes. Quick set over. Open spot on the court. Good read by Abby Jackson. Heads up play. And St. Cecilia shifts things up a little bit. That's the equivalent of a changeup in baseball. And it caught all the Crusaders off guard. It's 23-21. Busboom with the serve. Baxter sets on the left side. Ripped down, saved by Kissinger, and then bumped over but out of bounds on the wrong side from Abby Jackson. Good play by St. Cecilia, but the point belongs to the Crusaders, and it is set point for Grand Island. Steph Brand will handle it. She'll bring it across. Down to get it was Kalupa. To Jackson, pushed over by Morgan Nicola. Now Baxter steps over on the left side to Wojcik. Wojcik rips it down and just out of bounds. Libby Kissinger thought about playing it, but it was out. And St. Cecilia trying to make a game out of this, 24-22. And it'll be Morgan Nicola, 5'9 freshman, drives it across for the Hawkettes. Baxter sets the middle to Wojcik, and it's a hard one, and it goes right off of Morgan Nicola, and the set belongs to Grand Island Central Catholic, but now without a little bit of a struggle, they'll win it 25-22. We'll take a quick break. 1 minute. We'll be back with your Allens of Hastings mid-set break. You're listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Congratulations to all of our area volleyball teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check out the Food Mart, Wine Cellar, Pharmacy, Husker Shop, and Sporting Goods. Plus a whole lot more. Allen's Photoshop now has state-of-the-art inkjet photo technology with unsurpassed color and clarity. Allen's develops 35mm true black and white and slide film. Plus produces in-store prints from wallets to 40 by 60-inch posters. 1115 West 2nd, Hastings. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check us out online with weekly specials at allensuperstore.com.
With a You Get More Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the finals for the C16 sub-district tournament at Grand Island High School, home of the Islanders tonight. They are hosting the sub-district final graciously. Beautiful gym, part of the state final gyms that we'll be seeing here November 11th through the 13th as the state tournament, volleyball tournament, moves to Grand Island and Hastings. Clearly looking forward to that, but the Crusaders look like they were having to work a little bit out there in this match as St. Cecilia takes it, or the Crusaders take it 25-22, but it took Grand Island Central Catholic a little more time than perhaps they had anticipated. They've now won 68 sets on the year and one loss. And St. Cecilia almost picked up a win in the first loss, or second loss, rather, for the Crusaders. Not to be, however, but there's still a second set to go. Hard hitting all the way around for the Crusaders. Good placement, good positioning, and I tell you, good passing for the Crusaders. St. Cecilia threw a little wrinkle in there as they changed up some plans a little bit, but it goes to Crusaders. That's your Allens of Hastings mid-set break brought to you by Allens. So you get more Superstore. Second set action now. Just about underway, and it'll be Wojcik getting things started. Wojcik drives it across, bus boom to Jackson, pass over to McWhirter. McWhirter gets hit off the block. Tough job by Katie Brand at the wall to bring it down. And the first point belongs to the Crusaders. 1-0. Wojcik to serve for St. Cecilia. She'll drive it across. Hard shot. Busboom gets it to Jackson. Right back to Busboom from the back row. She hammers it over. Crusaders pick it up easily. Baxter pushed over and then bumped way out of bounds by Katie Brand. She tried to punch it across, and it sailed out and wide. St. Cecilia on the board now, tied up at one. It'll be Abby Jackson with a running jump serve right in the middle of the back court. Drives it over. Baxter makes a push, set up nicely by McGowan. McGowan's shot comes over. It's partially blocked out of bounds. St. Cecilia can't get underneath it. And it's a 2-1 GICC lead. In the second set, after taking set number one, 25-22. Service from Aaron Sorhan. The libero drives it across. Set nicely by Jackson, but on the wrong side. Liz Brand got up and made the Hawkettes pay for that one as that ball just ripped down. And it's 3-1 Crusaders on top by 2. Sorhan back to serve. Big jump serve on the right side. Rifles it across. Busboom has it to Jackson. Pass over the right side to McWhirter. McWhirter off the block. Good job by Steph Brand for the Crusaders, who load up now. Off the back set. Nice touch. Dropped in. Very clean. Katie Brand made a good read and a nice touch to drop it over. The dink gets the point for the Crusaders, now up by 3. Sorhan, jump serve, rips it across, off the net and in the playing field, and the point will go to the Crusaders. Tough one staying in there. Kissinger had a bead on it, but when it hit the net, it took a lot of steam out of it and dropped straight down. Point goes to the Crusaders now, 5-1. Service up, Sorhan handles now, Jackson to Ernst. Ernst rips it down. Ball is in. Point goes to St. Cecilia. A little hesitancy on the referees, but the ball was in, and the point goes to Hastings St. Cecilia now, trailing by 3, 5-2. Your score, Brooke McWhirter to serve for St. Cecilia. She's got a high jump serve. Close to the cross, picked up in the back row. Now hammered down, but into a wall. Ernst was there with Kalupa, and the return goes off of Abby Jackson and in the scorer's table, and the point will go with the serve right back to the Crusaders, up 6-2. Katie Brand, junior, toes the line, knuckles it across, Kissinger to Jackson right in the middle, back set to Ernst. Ernst spells it right down and threw it right at Katie Brand, but the kill belongs to Katie Ernst. And St. Cecilia now trails by 3. Ernst to serve now. She'll wind up, pop it across. McGowan, and then dinked over. Good read. Bailey Baxter, the setter, just made a nice left hook and drops this one in the open spot, and that's catching St. Cecilia off guard now. 7-3 at the 4-point GICC lead. Back to serve now. Liz McGowan serve right in front of Jordan Nicola. And the point will go to the Crusaders, 8-3 now. Liz McGowan, senior, on the left side, toes the line, slaps it across. Jordan Nicola. Jackson right in the middle to Morgan Nicola. Kalupa and Jackson team up, or Kissinger team up on the save for the Hawkettes. Here come the Crusaders loading up. Kissinger to Jackson on the left side. Brooks Busboom hammers it down. It's going to go long and no touch. Out of bounds it goes. Crusaders will get the point. 9-3. Nowhere near anyone touching that one. It was a little bit high and a lot long. Service is over. Jackson has to move to her left to get it. Busboom winds up. This time it's going to be in, but played by Liz McGowan. Baxter with a set off the block from Morgan Nicola. Hawkettes now on the left side. Busboom is into the net. It bounces, and the Crusaders won't be able to track it down. St. Cecilia will get the serve back, trailing by 5, 9-4. Your score. Back to serve will be Tessa Kalupa. Kalupa leads the team in 8 serves. Has rattled up 13 in a row during the season for a record for the Hawkettes. Here's the St. Cecilia pushed over, free ball. Busboom pushes it too far, trying to get it in the back, and goes just a little bit too long. It's a 10-4 ball game. Seth Brand will serve for the Crusaders. Hard shot. Jordan Nicola goes down to get it. Free ball brought back by Kissinger. Set by Baxter on the left side. Wolchek brings it in. Now here's Jackson in the middle to Morgan Nicola. Her shot ripped down right into the hands of the Crusaders, Katie Brand, and she can't get control of it, and the ball will bounce down. Point goes to facing St. Cecilia now. Down by 5. Brooke Busboom to serve for St. Cecilia. 3 deep on Busboom. Runs up, pops it across on the right side. Way in back, McGowan from the second row passes up. Hammered over by Katie Brand. Hawkettes cover it. Tapped over by by McWhirter. Shot goes into the net. Saved by Abby Jackson. Back row. Kalupa goes down the line. Kalupa got the set from Jackson. Had to backpedal to get it. When she rears back and drives it across, she gets the point for St. Cecilia. Now down by 4. 10-6. The score, Brooke Busboom. Continues the service. She'll wind up, drive it across deep. One, Katie Brand there to handle it. Nice feed, but on the wrong side one more time. This time the Crusaders can handle it. Ripped down, covered by Kalupa in the middle, set by Morgan Nicola. Now on the left side, McWhirter lets it go. Played nicely by McGowan. Here come the Crusaders in the middle. It's going to be dinked over. Diving effort. Kalupa gets it. Jackson saves it for the Hawkettes. Now McWhirter down the line. Gets the shot, gets the point. Katie Brand had some play on it, but it rolled up her arm and out of bounds it went. St. Cecilia now putting some points together, down by 3, 10-7. Brooke Busboom, 5'9", senior, has put together 3 good serves. Drives this one across. Wojcik brings it to an end, and she hammers from the left side. Solid thud, and the point goes to the Crusaders, who now gain the serve back, and they whip it. A 4-point lead, 11-7, here in the second set. GICC took the first set, 25-22. Here's Bailey Baxter to serve for the Crusaders. Gets the sign from Zavala, Coach Zavala. Jackson sets on the left side. McWhirter drives it across, spins along the block, just off of Jamie Partington of the Crusaders, and down it goes, and St. Cecilia will get the serve right back, 11-8. Down by 3 are the Hawkettes. Here's Morgan Nicola to serve. She'll wind up, drive this one hard, and about 2 feet deep. Out of bounds. GICC will take the point. 12-8, your score. Back to serve. Aaron Sorehand. Check that. It's Jessica Wojcik on the serve. Here's Jackson for the Hawkettes. In the middle, Ernst gets it. Played nicely by Wojcik. On the right side, hammered down by Brand. Kissinger laid it up and got it, and now the Crusaders will set up in the middle. No one there. Perfect set by Bailey Baxter. Unfortunately, no one around her. And that's a rare miscue for Grand Island Central Catholic, and those are the ones you got to take advantage of for the Hawkettes. Abby Jackson will take the serve from the middle, bring it across, picked up by Steph Brand of Baxter. Hammered down, Katie Brand. nailed it down. Kissinger tried to make a move for it and slid and got nowhere. So the point will go to GICC. It's now 13-9 in favor of the Crusaders. Back to serve for GICC. Sorhan one more time. Runs up on the right side. Drives it across. Bust boom to Jackson. On the right side, McWhorter into the net. Partially blocked. And the Hawkettes will load up. Taking it over was Ernst. Played well by the Crusaders, who wind up on the left side. Liz McGowan now push over. McWhorter lets it fly. Wojcik there to cover for the Crusaders. Free ball sent back by Katie Brand. Kissinger to Jackson on the left side. McWhorter winds up into the block and right back at her and down to the court it goes. Crusaders making well battling that attack. And it'll be a timeout. Coach Van Cura to talk to St. Cecilia. We'll take a quick break and come right back with more action from Grand Island High School. It's C16 Subdistrict Finals on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Don't miss the Master Stylist Salon Christmas Open House on November 14th. Get great gift ideas, gift certificates, and gift packs. Making your shopping easy, Master Stylist Salon, 114 West 3rd in downtown Grand Island.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Grand Island High School, home of the Islanders, host of the C16 Sub-District Finals, Grand Island Central Catholic on top, 14-9 to serve. Sorhan goes into the net, throws it in there like a tuna. And the point will go to St. Cecilia. Score now 14-10. Brooke McWhorter to serve for the Hawkettes. She'll run up, pop it across. Good play, good placement. Katie Brand saves it for the Crusaders. Now pushed up by Baxter, hammered over by Liz McGowan. Dumped over, good save at the net. Concentration by Steph Brand, but they're going to call her under the net. Contact with the ball under the net on Steph Brand. She gets called for being over, she gets called for being under, and is not happy about either. It's 14-11 now. St. Cecilia down by three. McWhorter drives it across, picked up by McGowan. Good set, and Katie Ernst had a great opportunity, a golden opportunity, as it was set right back to her, and she just dinked it down to the wrong side of the net. 15-11, your score. Crusaders on top. Service from Katie Brand. Jackson now sets Kalupa in the middle. Kalupa sends it right into the middle of the net. Point will go to GICC. 16-11 is our score. Brand sends it across. Jackson back set to Ernst. Ernst watched the block along the net. Buskin was there to save it. Sends it back as a free ball. Loading up now are the Crusaders on the left side. Liz McCown rips it down and almost took Libby Kissinger out of the play in the process. Hard shot. GICC now up by six. 17-11 is our score. Diving effort by Katie Brand, but the ace belongs to Katie Brand. And the score now increases to 18-11 in front are the Crusaders. Shot from Brand. This time Jordan Nicola handles it. Bus boom on the left side. Rips it down and just out of bounds. Wrong side. And we're going to get a timeout from Coach Alan Van Cura. St. Cecilia watching this one slip away. 19-11 is our score. We'll take a quick break. Come right back with more volleyball action on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
November 20th will be a Dickens of a Night. That's right, it's the annual night. Central Catholic's hugely popular fundraising event. Come for the dinner and auction at the school November 20th. A Dickens of a Night at Grand Island Central Catholic Schools. November marks the return of Caring Rose Week at Roses for You, and they're honoring it all month. Just bring in any two canned food items and $10 and receive a dozen lovely roses. Only at Roses for You on South Locust in Grand Island and online at rosesforyou.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Grand Island. Rob Austin with you on The Breeze. Back underway, Kelly D. Brandt lets it fly for the Crusaders, who are up by eight. Here in the second set, Liz McCowan sends a shot, and it's Ernst and Kalupa teaming up to bring it down and get the serve back for St. Cecilia. 19-12 is our score. Here's Katie Ernst now to serve for the Hawkettes. She winds up, pops it across McGowan to Baxter. Now in the back row, shot into the net from Katie Brand, and the point will go to St. Cecilia. Cuts into that GICC lead. Hawkettes trail by six. Ernst fires it across. Baxter back set, hammered down. Nice read and a nice play. Steph Brand had that set up from the beginning as she rolls around, swings over to the right side, takes it right down the line, and gets the point for GICC 20-13 is your score. Crusaders on top. Service from Liz McGowan just clears the net. Jordan Nicola. Jackson makes the set for Kalupa. Kalupa hammered it across. Crusaders covered, bring it right back, blocked by the Hawkettes. GICC loads up just off the net. Diving effort by Kalupa, and it'll fall away. And GICC will take the point, 21-13. Liz Brand, senior, on the left side, toes the line, drives it across, bus boom to handle. Kissinger, back to bus boom. She'll throw it right across. Here's Baxter now on the left side with Wojcik. Wojcik drives, Kissinger dives, gets it, saves for the Hawkettes. Bus boom comes back, hammers, good play by Baxter, and then bumped over as a free ball. Here's the Hawkettes loading up on the left side. Busboom drives it in. Good diving effort by Liz McGowan. Wojcik will just tap it over, and it's going to drop just under the net. A well-played volley on both sides. Credit all these girls. That's fantastic play. Crusaders will take the point, 22-13, the score. Liz McGowan to serve. She'll hammer it across the Busboom. Jackson right at the net, has to pull it back before she goes into it, does so cleanly. Here are the Crusaders now loading up on the left side. Wojcik into the block from St. Cecilia, they'll get it. Morgan Nicola and Tessa Kalupa team up for the block and knock it down. And St. Cecilia will get the service back, trailing by 8, 22-14, your score. Kalupa hammers it over. Baxter makes a perfect set. It's right back to Kalupa, hard off of her. Point goes to the Crusaders, 23-14 your score. By nine now are the Crusaders, shot over from Steph Brand. Jackson works with Busboom. Busboom drives it across in the back and just out of bounds the call, and St. Cecilia is going to get the point. Just out of bounds, a nice rip down the line, but it cleared the line. 23-15 is our score. Brooke Busboom steps up to serve. She'll wind up, pop it across. Fielded by the Crusaders. Hammered down by Wojcik. It's going to go up into the rafters and run around, and Busboom won't be able to track it down as it bounced around the rafters. And the point moves to 24-15. Set point for GICC. Bailey Baxter to serve. Runs up, drives it across. Busboom sends it right over, fielded by Wojcik. Now to Baxter on the right side, hammered over by Katie Brand. Fielded by Kissinger to Jackson, left side. McWhirter sends it across. Crusaders cover. Wojcik hammers it down, but Kissinger for the Hawkettes is there. On the left side, here's McWhirter. She'll punch it across. McGowan has it. Set right in the middle and dunked down. A save. Good play by Jamie Partington. And the tough play continues, and now they're going to call Abby Jackson under the net. And that's the only thing that stopped that rally, as GICC will take the second set. 25-15, GICC up 2-0, 1 away from that invitation to the district finals. We will take a quick break. We'll be back in 1 minute with your Allens of Hastings mid-set break. It's high school volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQ-FM.
Congratulations to all of our area volleyball teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
When it comes to grocery shopping, you like choices, so choose the freshest meat, seafood, and produce at Super Saver. Big variety along with the deli and prices you already love. Choose variety, choose fresh at Super Saver at 2nd and Broadwell in Grand Island. Super Saver, we sell for less.
Ellen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check out the Food Mart, Wine Cellar, Pharmacy, Husker Shop, and Sporting Goods. Plus a whole lot more. Allen's Photoshop now has state-of-the-art inkjet photo technology with unsurpassed color and clarity. Allen's develops 35mm true black and white and slide film. Plus produces in-store prints from wallets to 40 by 60 inch posters. 1115 West 2nd Hastings. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check us out online with weekly specials at allensuperstore.com.
With the You Get More Superstore, Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Grand Island High School. Rob Onson with you. I'd like to welcome our listeners tuning in online on the internet at KLIQFM.com, as well as our listeners tuning in by radio, whether in your car or at home, as is the love of my life, Jed Vincent, tuning in. She's not able to be here, but listening, an avid fan of St. Cecilia and the Hawkettes. Glad to have everyone on board tuning in. Love to hear from you as well. St. Cecilia now in a little bit of a hole, and GICC, the Crusaders, cruising 2-0. Crusaders take the first one 25-22, second set 25-15, and they did it with some hard shots. And I'll tell you, the Crusaders do a fantastic job of spreading around the wealth. They have a lot of solid players. They don't have that one go-to player other than the center. And, of course, everyone uses the center as their go-to person in it. But some good kills all the way around from the Crusaders. St. Cecilia perhaps one set away from watching their season come to an end. It's been a pretty good season, to say the least. But unfortunately, the power points just have not gone their way, and a lot of the matches have not either. And again, we mentioned earlier, having GICC in your bracket isn't always a good thing either. Back underway now for set number three. St. Cecilia takes the serve. Free ball sent back. Nicely played by Tessa Kalupa. Touched over at the last second. Good play by Katie Brand for the Crusaders. Keeps the drive alive. Baxter now back set, trying to tip it over with Katie Brand and didn't quite get enough of it. And St. Cecilia will take the first point of the match. Of the third set, rather. Baxter on the right side. Set perfectly to Wojcik. Bumped over by Kalupa, but Wojcik had swung over to cover that one, and then comes back and rips it down. That was all Wojcik. She had shots all the way around on both sides of the net that time, or both left and right side of the net, and gets the Crusaders on the board. 1-1. Tied up. She'll also take the serve. Jessica Wojcik. All over. Running jump serve. Hard shot. Bust boom handles to Jackson. In the back, McWhorter has to backpedal to get it, and it threw her off her line. And her shot goes right under the net. No good. So the Crusaders now up by 1-2-1. Your score. Jessica Wojcik to serve. Spins it, throws it up, jumps it, slams it across. Kissinger has a hard time playing it. Bustin will have to go back to health, and it'll be brought back as a free ball by Libby Kissinger. Here's Baxter now, setting up on the left side. Good shot by Katie Brand, but it goes into the net. And St. Cecilia will take the point now. We're tied up at 2 early in set number 3. A must win for St. Cecilia. Brooke McWhorter with the serve. Drives it across. It's going to go out of bounds. And GICC will get it right back. Along with it, the lead, 3-2. Your score. Aaron Sorehand, the libero, freshman, steps up to serve. She'll drive it across. Jordan Nicola is in. Has to go down to get it. Makes a good defense off a hard shot from Steph Brand, and now the Crusaders load up on the left side. Steph Brand hammers it again. Hawkettes cover it. Hammered on the left side, Liz McGowan. Hawkettes, Nicola is there, and it's going to be bumped back, free ball from Kalupa. Here's the Crusaders loading up on the left side. Liz Gowan gets it, catches Libby Kissinger out of position, gets the point. Good read by Liz McGowan. 4-2 now, GICC up by 2. Aaron Soran pops it across. Kissinger Now to Jackson on the left side. Busboom rears back, but she overhits it. Out of bounds it goes. Busboom having a hard time finding the groove, finding the hot spot on the floor, if you will. Storehand racking up the points. Three solid serves in a row for Storehand. Ernst now on the right side. Drives it across. Bumped now to McGowan. Gowan rips it across. Jordan Nicola gets it. Good throw over by Ernst, and the Crusaders can't handle it. Katie Ernst made a nice read and got the point. And it's 5-3. St. Cecilia down by two. Ernst with the serve, drives it across. Now it's right back in a hard, quick read by Steph Branch. She took the quick set from Bailey Baxter and got the most out of it. And it's a 6-3 ball game. GICC on top. Katie Brand to serve. Pops it across. Jordan Nicola gets it. To Kissinger, sets Busboom. Busboom rockets it down. Busboom got a lot on that one. And Liz McGowan put up hands, but only in self-defense, as that ball had some zip powy to it. 6-4 is your score now. And Tessa Kalupa will rocket it across. Baxter now on the left side does a super job setting up Steph Brand. Had the momentum coming right at it and just brought it back in quick fashion. Steph Brand gets the point for the Crusaders, who have a 7-4 lead here in the third set. Liz McGowan on the left side toes the line. Sends it across. Jordan Nicola to Jackson. Sets up Morgan Nicola. Tapped over by Jackson. Battle at the net. And it looks like a hard kill by Steph Brand, who knew the angle, knew it well. A short kill, but one effective. Nevertheless, 8-4. Crusaders on top. McGowan continues service. Has popped in for two. Libby Kissinger comes up. Jackson gets it. Feed over on the right side by Busboom. He sets it up for Jackson. Right back to Busboom. Busboom, right-hand shot goes down. Good effort all the way around. Liz McGowan did well to get a hand on it. But the point belongs to St. Cecilia now, who trail by three. Brooke Busboom on the right side. Long running jump serve. Throws it up. Hammers it over. Picked up in the back row. Crusaders now load up. Baxter works Wojcik on the left side. Off the block, Kissinger handles it for the Hawkettes. Here's Jackson to McWhirter. McWhirter goes down the right side and can't get it to go. Here's Wojcik for the Crusaders now, fielded by Kalupa of the Hawkettes. McWhirter winds up into the block right there. Was Baxter, Bailey Baxter, battling at the net and knocking it out of bounds was, I believe, Steph Brand. So it'll be the Hawkettes' point. 8-6 is our score. GICC on top. Brooke Busboom hammers it over. 98% efficiency, sending it over from Busboom. Keeps that streak going. McWhirter lets it go. Here's the Crusaders at the net. Baxter went up and get it, battled it with Morgan Nicola. And here's the Crusaders to Wojcik. Wojcik hammers it down, but this time Kissinger's there and makes a nice shot. And Pete Bailey Baxter, it's not often you see the setter get a good kill. And Bailey Baxter's got a couple of them in this match so far and makes the most of that opportunity. 9-6, your score. Service is going to be long from Steph Brand, and St. Cecilia will get the service back trailing by two. 9-7, your score. A must-win, or must-win set for St. Cecilia, down 2-0 to these perfect Crusaders, perfect on the year. Hard shot, that's why. Jessica Wojcik hammer this one down from the middle and gets the point for GICC. They're up now by three, 10-7 the score. Wojcik will handle the service one more time. Senior takes the call from Sharon Zavala, coach of the Crusaders. Makes the read, drives this one over, and it's going to go in for the eighth serve. Kissinger thought for sure it was going to go out of bounds. It did not. And GICC now stretches their lead to 4, 11-7. Bailey Baxter walks up, pops it across. Bus boom to Jackson at the net, and it's no good. Point will belong to the Crusaders now. We're going to get a timeout by St. Cecilia. 12-7 is our score. GICC on top. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Don't miss the Master Stylist Salon Christmas Open House on November 14th. Get great gift ideas, gift certificates, and gift packs. Making your shopping easy, Master Stylist Salon, 114 West 3rd in downtown Grand Island.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Grand Island High School for the third set of our C16 sub-district finals. Grand Island Central Catholic up in this third set, 12-7. They lead two sets to none over Hastings St. Cecilia. Back to serve now. Bailey Baxter continues her streak. This one pops over. Busboom handles it. Jackson sets in the middle to Katie Ernst. Ernst taps it over. Baxter now sets up for the Crusaders, and it's going to be just on the wrong side of the pole from Katie Brand of the Crusaders. The point will go to Hastings St. Cecilia, trying to hang in there against this top-ranked team. 12-8, your score. Abby Jackson hammers it over, picked up in the back row by Katie Brand. That is over, ripped out. Jessica Wojcik just made the shot, and Hawkettes just get out of the way, hoping it's going to be out of bounds because that ball has some speed to it. 13-8, your score now. Crusaders take over service. Jessica Wojcik will toe the line with her running jump serve. Hammers it over. Good speed on it. Busboom controls it to Jackson. Now in the middle to Ernst. Ernst goes into the block right at Jamie Farnington. And Farnington watches it go off her elbows and straight down to the court. St. Cecilia will take the point now. 13-9, your score. It's Brooke McWhorter for the Hawkettes. She'll walk up, pop it across in the back row. Baxter comes up to get it for the Crusaders. Ripped down from the back row. Steph Round got a hammer on it, and it rolled along the net and dropped into the St. Cecilia side. Crusaders will take the point along with it. A five-point lead, 14-9 your score. It's Aaron Sorhan, the libero. Freshman libero taking over service. She'll pop it across. Kissinger to Jackson for the Hawkettes. Back set to Ernst. Ernst hammers it down. Good save by Wojcik. Liz McGowan hammers it, and Kissinger's there for the Hawkettes. Kalupa brings it back, but the Crusaders are at the net to handle that. And through the block, it all comes. Baxter to Brand for the kill. And the Crusaders stretch their lead to six now, 15-9. Aaron Sorhan continues the hot service for GICC. She'll drive this one across. Kissinger to Jackson. Now on the left side, Busboom hammers it down. There to get it was Baxter. Set over now and brought in by Liz McGowan. Jordan Nicholas saves for the Hawkettes. Pushed over. Free ball from the Hawkettes to the Crusaders. Crusaders now load up on the left side. Feed it nicely over to Liz McGowan. McGowan got the hammer, got the angle, and gets the point for GICC. 16-9. GICC now. 3 points. Almost four. Good save by Jordan Nicola. The rally continues for the Crusaders. Hard shot coming up with Katie Brand, but the Hawkettes cover it. Busboom sends it over. Baxter now off McGowan, and McGowan's going to get the point on the left side. She's found that hot spot on the court. Liz McGowan gets the point for GICC now with 4 points in a row off the service of Sorhan. Busboom handles this one. Loads up on the left side. Shot right back. Baxter set it right over and then comes right back to recover. Hard shot from Steph Brand, covered by the Hawkettes, and right back at him. The Hawkettes will pick the point as Brooke Busboom gets a big kill, timely kill, for St. Cecilia now. It's 17-10. It's a seven-point GICC lead. And back to serve now is Ernst. Katie Ernst sends it across. Baxter now works the left side to McGowan. McGowan down again. This time, though, she takes it down the line and gets the point. Spreading out the wealth is GICC now. 18-10 your score. Crusaders again took the first two sets and are now cruising here in set number three as they'll pick up the ace serve. Busboom had it roll off her arm. 19-10 your score. A serve from Katie Brand. Brand takes the read. waiting for the A-OK, gets it, drives it across, Jordan Nicola, back set from Jackson, hammered over by Kalupa. Baxter now for the Crusaders, feeds to McGowan. McGowan lets it go, but the Hawkettes were there. Now it's Busboom hammering it down, fielded cleanly by the Crusaders. Jackson for the Hawkettes now, set over, and Busboom can't get it, missed set by Morgan Nicola. Jackson was out of position, and it's 20-10, time for a timeout from Coach Alan Ventura of St. Cecilia. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
November 20th will be a Dickens of a Night. That's right, it's the annual night, Central Catholic's hugely popular fundraising event. Come for the dinner and auction at the school November 20th, a Dickens of a Night at Grand Island Central Catholic Schools. November marks the return of Caring Rose Week at Roses for You, and they're honoring it all month. Just bring in any two canned food items and $10 and receive a dozen lovely roses. Only at Roses for You on South Locust in Grand Island and online at rosesforyou.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Grand Island Central Catholic up 2-0, looking to put this one away in three. Now 20-10 is our score. St. Cecilia battling in there. Jackson goes down to cover as we get back to action. Buster watches it go right on the wrong side of the net. Point will go to GICC. Now 21-10. Service from Katie Brand continues. Busboom hammers it down, and this one ricochets off of Katie Brand high up into the crowd. Busboom got the muscle on that ball. A little pent-up frustration, perhaps. 21-11 is your score. St. Cecilia trying to dig their way out. Tessa Kalupa is there, as the Hawkettes trying to do what no team has done this year. Liz McGowan showing why as she comes up with a big kill, gets the point for GICC. It's 22-11. We mentioned at the top of the show that Grand Island Central Catholic has now played 70 sets, and they have won 67 of them this year. About to win number 68. But St. Cecilia is not going to go down without a little bit of struggle. They'd like to bring that streak to an end. They'll get the serve back. 22-12 is our score. Rook Busboom will wind up. She'll bring it across. Picked up by McGowan. Baxter pushed over by Steph Brand. Now it's McWhorter for the Hawkettes. Right into the block. Down for the point. Good job by Steph Brand and Bailey Baxter to get the point for GICC. Now 23-12 your score. It'll be Steph Brand to serve for the Crusaders. Jackson has to go a long way to get it, and he's pushed over by Morgan Nicola as a free ball. Here's the Crusaders now. Wojcik off the net. Down it goes. Point GICC. That brings us up to match point right here. Grand Island Central Catholic looks to keep their perfect record intact. Here's the service now from Steph Brand. McWhorter lets it fly. That's covered nicely by McGowan. Here's Wojcik off the block. Battle at the net, and it'll be a free ball as the Hawkettes will have a chance to load up now. Jackson on the right side. Morgan Nicola off the block. And GICC's going to get the point. No block, no touch. Grand Island Central Catholic improves to 31-0 going into the district finals. Hastings St. Cecilia will have to wait to see if this will bring an end to their season. It very possibly could. But 25-12 will bring an end to this third set and the match as well. We'll take a quick break, come back, and wrap it all up from Grand Island High School. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Congratulations to all of our area volleyball teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
When it comes to grocery shopping, you like choices, so choose the freshest meat, seafood, and produce at Super Saver. Big variety along with the deli and prices you already love. Choose variety, choose fresh at Super Saver at 2nd and Broadwell in Grand Island. Super Saver, we sell for less.
November 20th will be at Dickens of Night. That's right, it's the annual night, Central Catholic's hugely popular fundraising event. Come for the dinner and auction at the school November 20th, a Dickens of a Night at Grand Island Central Catholic Schools.
Don't miss the Master Stylist Salon Christmas Open House on November 14th. Get great gift ideas, gift certificates, and gift packs. Making your shopping easy, Master Stylist Salon, 114 West 3rd in downtown Grand Island.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to high school volleyball from Grand Island High School, home of the Islanders, host of the C16 Sub-District Finals, where Grand Island Central Catholic keeps their record perfect, 31-0 on the season. For the second year in a row, they're going into the, or have an opportunity to go into the state finals with this perfect record. They still have to get through districts, which will come up on Friday. We'll get the final seeding for that tomorrow. We'll relay that to you right after when we get to our football coverage. That will start tomorrow. But for right now, Grand Island Central Catholic takes it in three sets. They have won 70 of 71 sets this year. I just think that's a spectacular record. The Class B Northwest, the only team that took them to three sets in a tournament. Took them to four sets, actually. No, it was three. They won two out of three. So, yeah, that's what it was for that case. But still, a good job by head coach Sharon Zavala to get these Crusaders in such fine form. The Hawkettes will now, again, have to wait to see where they stand as they enter or could get in the district finals and maybe get a wild card, but they're down a little bit in the PowerPoint, so it does not look too favorable for St. Cecilia. Still a very good year for Coach Alan Van Pura, as he had a lot of question marks coming into the season and got a lot of answers from his girl, so that was pretty spectacular in its own right. Okay, I'm going to give a quick little rundown here and find out, let you know what's going on football. In fact, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll run down this playoff schedule and set the stage for tomorrow and talk a little bit about the state volleyball champion, or tournament rather, that's coming up here in Grand Island and Hastings as well. So we'll take a quick break, come back, and wrap it all up for you one more time from Grand Island High School. You're listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
November marks the return of Caring Rose Week at Roses for You, and they're honoring it all month. Just bring in any two canned food items and $10 and receive a dozen lovely roses. Only at Roses for You on South Locust in Grand Island and online at rosesforyou.com.
When it comes to grocery shopping, you like choices, so choose the freshest meat, seafood, and produce at Super Saver. Big variety along with the deli and prices you already love. Choose variety, choose fresh at Super Saver at 2nd and Broadwell in Grand Island. Super Saver, we sell for less.
Sick and tired of constantly hearing,
"We're bored!"
Big Apple Fun Center on 4th Street behind USA Steak Buffet in Kearney. And change all that.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Mom.
Call 234-4545 or click BigAppleFunCenter.net. Big Apple, the core of your family entertainment. Big Apple's got bowling, billiards, indoor and outdoor miniature golf, go-karts, velocity, sand volleyball, video games, air hockey, snack bike. Big Apple Fun Center. Call 234-4545 or click BigAppleFunCenter.net.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Grand Island High School. Rob Onson with you as we've just tuned in to catch the C16 Sub-District Finals, where Grand Island Central Catholic takes Hastings St. Cecilia down in three sets to improve to 31-0. Hastings St. Cecilia falls to 23-10 and could perhaps bring an end to their season. Over on our sister station, the game just wrapped up. It was a C19 sub-district final. Kearney Catholic taking on Minden, and Kearney Catholic wins it in four over the Whippets. And that game just wrapping up, or has wrapped up already on KKPR. Here's a rundown of our schedule for tomorrow. Got a lot of football on tap. I promise you we'd take a look at all those games. On KKPR, got a pair of games that we're going to have for you. First off, the C2 state football playoffs. It'll be Ravenna taking on Crofton. Pregame will come your way at 3:30 on KKPR. Classic Hits, 98.9. The kickoff at 4 o'clock for Ravenna at Crofton. Later on KKPR at 6:30, the pregame show for Pleasanton at Sargent will take place. Kickoff will be at 7 o'clock, so a nice doubleheader for KKPR, Classic Hits 98.9, the first one being Ravenna at Crofton and then Pleasanton at Sargent. Over on KXPN, the ESPN 1460 Superstation, Class D2 state football, it'll be Loomis at O'Neill St. Mary's. That pregame will come your way at 2:30. Kickoff will be at 3 o'clock for Loomis and O'Neill St. Mary's. In Class D1 on KXPN will be Axtell at Overton. Pregame there at 6 o'clock. Kickoff at 6:30. Again, both those games on KXPN 1460, ESPNSuperstation.com. Loomis and O'Neill St. Mary's, and then Axtell at Overton. Here on the Breeze, we've got one game for you. It'll come your way at 4:30 for the pregame show, as we'll be at C2 state football playoffs. Cambridge making the road trip to Blue Hill. The Trojans and Bobcats going at it on the Breeze right here, 94.5, KLIQFM.com as well. Again, pregame 4:30 kickoff comes your way at 5 for Cambridge at Blue Hill. On KHAS, 12:30 a.m., Class 2 football playoffs. It'll be St. Cecilia taking on Donovan Trumbull. That game now, the pregame will come your way at 6:15. And there's an I told you so in there somewhere. Pregame at 6:15, kickoff at 6:30, as St. Cecilia will take on the Cardinals of Donovan Trumbull. That game on KHAS, 12:30. Later on KHAS, or I'm sorry, I'm going to back up earlier. The first game, the first matchup, will be Bloomfield taking on Gildner. Got to get a chuckle out of the way here. Pre-game show at 2:15 on KJS 12:30. Kickoff at 2:30 for Bloomfield at Gildner in the D2 state football playoffs. On KICS 1550 ESPN, it'll be Kennesaw at South Loop. The pregame show there at 3:45, kickoff at 4 o'clock on 1550 KICS for Kennesaw at South Loop. That's our high school football coverage. Jumping into Saturday's coverage on some college football coming at you. Doan taking on Hastings College. The pregame there at 12:15, kickoff at 1 o'clock. Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell will have the call on KHAS 12:30 for Doan at the Broncos of Hastings College. And, of course, Nebraska and Iowa State will be right here on KLIQ 94.5. Pregame show starts at 9:30 Saturday morning. Kickoff at 2:30 as Nebraska will take on Iowa State right here on the Breeze. So a lot of sports coming up. And, of course, also stay tuned tomorrow because we'll let you know what's going on in volleyball for the district finals as those sites and everything else start to come into play for us as the NSAA makes their determination as to who's going where and what's going to happen there for the district finals. I'm almost certain that the Breeze will be there. We'll just have to wait and find out where those matchups are, who those matchups are, and where that is going to be taking place. But certainly look forward to following the volleyball in the district finals because the volleyball state championship bracket will be starting to get filled in as Grand Island and Hastings will host the state volleyball championships this year. We've got the Heartland Event Center will host most of the first seed and second seeds as well, or first round and second round as well as the championship games. Also, Grand Island Senior High right here will host some games as well into the first round and part of the second round as well. Hastings College will host. Those are going to be some fun games in Hastings in the first round of play as well. Also going to see Hastings High School will host some games. Northwest will host some games. GICC will also host some games. And so a lot of good opportunities to see some solid volleyball. If you haven't got a chance to get out and see any of these, they're going to be coming up and they're going to be in our neck of the woods here. So we're glad to be hosting it here in central Nebraska, and I hope you certainly do your best to take advantage of that. We'll, of course, have all the championship games for you, and we will make that known to you as that all starts to unfold because state volleyball championships coming up pretty close, November 11th through the 13th, right here. So looking forward to that. So that's going to wrap things up for us tonight. Thanks so much for joining. If you tuned in, you heard that Grand Island Central Catholic remained perfect, 31-0 on the year, as they take care of Hastings St. Cecilia in three sets, 25-22, 25-15, 25-12, to end their season on a perfect note for head coach Sharon Zavala. I'm Rob Osmond for Tyler Mathet back in Mission Control. Thanks so much for listening. Have a pleasant evening, and I hope that you got out to vote today, as the polls are closed, by the way. They stopped at 8. We'll have election coverage and results for you online at hastingslink.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. We will catch you back here for football tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your evening. From Grand Island Central High School, Rob Osmond saying good night.